Okay, today's daf is Shabbos daf Samach Tes. Shabbos Samach Tes, we are on Samach Tes Mabez. Yesterday we had the schus of starting Perek Klal Gadol, the seventh parak of Masechah Shabbos, as we continue. Scheduling note, Beth Hashem, tomorrow morning will be regular time. Thursday, Friday, Shabbos, Beth Hashem, I hope to get up at some point. I'm really going to try on time, but I'm going to be away. I don't know what my schedule is going to be, but I will believe I have to try to get them up. Beth Hashem, Sunday we'll be back regular schedule, last day of Hanukkah. But Beth Hashem, hopefully Thursday, Friday, and Shabbos, I can't promise that we'll be up this week. But Beth Hashem, it will get up at some point Thursday, Friday, and Shabbos is daf. Either way, Beth Hashem, right now we have Samach Tes. Ayin Gimel is on Shabbos. That's the I can't do it. Beth Hashem. Okay, but we'll figure it out. Maybe on Motzi Shabbos. We'll see what there's time for. Okay, Samach Tes Amid Beis. We are discussing the sugyas of halamos during malachis, and what are the cases of the Mishnah, specifically the first case. We discussed yesterday in the Gemara, what exactly does the first case mean by kol hashocheach ikar Shabbos? Someone who does not know anything about Shabbos, machlokas amoraim, we saw, does that mean he never knew, or does that mean he knew and he forgot? We had Machlokas Rav and Shmuel versus Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish, whether somebody would be chayiv to bring a carbon if he never heard of Shabbos before. So he mentioned at the end of the shiur, the beautiful thought of the Chassam Sofer, who says maybe the Machlokas is whether a carbon functions more as a kapara, as an atonement, or as an onesh. If it's an onesh, then it's not shayach to talk about if somebody never heard of it. But if it's a kapara, so then even if somebody never heard of it, he still requires a kapara. He still did not fulfill what he had to fulfill. Good. So that was what we went into, and then we went into the Shita Munbaz, who had an unusual Shita. We didn't really understand it yet. Munbaz said, Pater, in the case of the case that we just described about Rav and Shmuel, that if somebody never knew, he would be Pater, and that's what the Gemara said, Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish, they would hold like Munbaz, but then Munbaz even added, comparing Shogig and Mezid. And Munbaz says, well, Shogig has to be exactly like Mezid, and you even have to know at the moment, by shogig. So we're like, you have to know at the moment, so how does Rabbi Akiva said to him, how do you call that shogig? Then that's mazid. The Gemara did not explain it. That, Beth Hashem, we'll have to do in today's Gemara. But we're up to the Shita of Munbaz, trying to explain it about 5 lines up from the bottom, 6 lines up, but just one source related to yesterday's Tinuk Shenishba. So this is a big topic. What is the status of a Tinuk Shenishba, somebody who did not grow up, or even if somebody did grow up in an observant environment, and then they are no longer in that environment. What is the status of a Tinuk Shenishba? Says the Rambam. I just want to read you one Rambam. The Rambam in Perek Gimel in Hilchas Mamrim. Halacha, start from the beginning. Mishaino Mamin Batar Shabal Pe Eino Zakin Mamri Hamar Batar. The context of Hilchas Mamrim is Zakin Mamri, talking about the rebellious Rav amongst the Sanhedrin. So somebody doesn't believe in Tar Shabal Pe is not a Zakin Mamri. It has to be somebody who believes and just paskins against. Me'achash in his par save Shukofer Batar Shabal Pe, Moridin Maloma Alin. Any of the halachas that are mentioned in Maseches Chulin, Kol Elu Einim Bechal Yisrael, V'chulu V'chulu. The Rambam is talking about the status of Apikaris and Mumar and the like, which he also discusses in Hilchas Tshuva, when he talks all about the different categories of Chotim. But then the Rambam says, B'amed V'Rambam Murim, when do we say that somebody could achieve the status that we don't want to achieve, but could achieve the status of a kofer, of an apikoris, be'ish shekafar b'tor shabal peh, mimach shavaso u'bidvarim shenir ulo. Based on his own thinking and his own understanding, and he knew exactly everything that he was supposed to do, and he threw it away on purpose. V'holach achar daito hakala, v'achar shvirus libo, v'kafar b'tor shabal peh, t'chila, v'chein kal hatoim acharaf. Aval b'nei osan hatoim. What about the children of those people? Children of Kofrim are not Kofrim, says the Rambam. Children of Apikarsim are not Apikarsim. B'nei hatoim acharav, u'b'nei v'neihem, shehidichu osam avosam, that their forefathers led them astray, v'noldu b'minus. They were already born into the state of heresy. They were born into a heretical house. V'gidlu osan alav, and that's what they were. You know, they were educated throughout their lives. Harihein ketinok shenishba leben agayim. They have the status of a child who was captured amongst the non-Jews. V'gidluhu agayim aldaitam shehu anus. The Rambam says, children of apikarsim, kofrim, mumrim are not apikarsim, kofrim, mumrim halachically. Why? Because it's not their fault. There's like a tinuk shenishba. Tinuk shenishba doesn't have to be amongst non-Jews. Tinuk shenishba could even be amongst Jews who don't believe. So only the first generation are the ones that are at fault. The next generation, if they weren't exposed to it, so that it's not, we can't hold them accountable in terms of their halachic status. And even though he hears that he's Jew, even though he sees the Orthodox Jews, but you know what? Harei hu kad, is he still on us? Shaharei gidluhu sha'al ta'usam. Kach ilu ha'ochzeh b'darki avoseyev shato. Lefichach roilach ziron b'tshuva, v'lim shochosam b'darki shalom, ad sheyachzru le'etan ha'torah, v'lo yemaher adam lahargan. Right? Meaning you shouldn't, none of those halachas apply about the Marita v'lomale when it comes to these types of individuals. We have to try to be, bring them back, to use the language of the Chazon Ish in Hilcha Shechita, to be, bring them back ba'avosos ha'ahava, with ropes of love. Ropes of love, you gotta bring him back. That's what, generally most of the clientele that we deal with today out there, most of the intermarriages, Rahman al-Islam, most of the, assimilation that we're going through, it's not kofrim. They're not kofrim. They're tinus shenishmas. Meaning it doesn't change the tragedy. But it does change, you know, our attitude towards them. We have to do whatever we can in order to bring them back. Very few people today, you know, there are a few people, but very few people are real kofrim. Not going to find so many kofrim today. But Tiro Shadishba's, Rahman al-Islam, we find more today than we probably find in any other time in history. And we think, right, it was the best of times, it was the worst of times. Right, there are more people learning Torah today than in the history of the world. There are more people assimilating today than in the history of the world. So Rahman al-Islam, we have our work cut out for us. Okay, but that's an important Rambam in Gimel Gimel in Hilchas Mamrim. Good, we continue. Says the Gemara. Oh, one more horror about Munbaz, but let's just first do his Svara. My time of the Munbaz. 6 lines up at the bottom. What is the reason for Munbaz? Remember, Munbaz was the Shita that Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish agreed to. He was the one that said that if they never knew about Shabbos, they're not going to be Chayva Karbon. That's what's called Omer Mutter, Rashi said. And therefore, one is going to be Pater. And then he said his svara was based on a pasuk. But now the Gemara says maybe it's based on a hekesh. My time at the moon, maz dichsiv, because the pasuk says, Torah achas yelochem lo se bishkaga. One rule for all of those who act unintentionally, lo se bishkaga, the samechle, and that's right next to banefesh, shetasu biad rama. So you have shogeg right next to mezid, one who acts biad rama with an outstretched hand on purpose. Hikis shogeg lemezid. So shogig is compared to mezid. Ma mezid shahaisalo yediya. Av shogig shahaisalo yediya. Just like mezid knew about it, and he still knows about it, so do shogig only applies if one knew about it at some point. If somebody never knew something, you can't hold them accountable. And even if you want to go like the svara, either you could go like the Chassam Sofer says, that he's not chayv an onesh. You could even say kapara, meaning if it's totally mufka, it's not even called a maisa avera. So you don't need kapar for that. Right? It relates to how you look at a maisa avera be'ones. Good. V'rabanan. Hi. I should stop there for a moment. What are we paskin? We don't paskin like Munbaz. Right? We paskin like the Rabbanan. The Rambam says this clearly in Hilchos Karbanos. Nope, not now. He says that we pass like the Rabbanan, and the Kesef Mishnah discusses how he could pass like the Rabbanan if Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish followed Munbaz. Usually Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish, you know, we follow them, but he says no, because the Rabbanan explain what they do with the Hekesh of a Munbaz, but either way, we don't paskin like Munbaz. Rabbi Rabbanan, hi Torah Achas, my Avdilei, what do they do with Torah Achas? Mi boilei, likidamakri lei, Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi Lebrei. They use it for what Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi told his son. Torah achas yelachem lo'ose bishkaga. One rule, lo'ose bishkaga, to those who act bishkaga. Viksiv, and it also says, v'chisishku v'losasu as kol ha'mitzvos ha'ela. And that pasuk you learn out to what's kol ha'mitzvos ha'ela. Rashi goes to the Gemara in Harios that it is a reference to Avodah Zarah. Viksiv, anefesh, ashatasa, biad rama. So you have mezid and shogig and Avodah Zarah, all connected in the Pesukim. Hokshu kulam la Avodah Zarah. They are all compared to Avodah Zarah. Meaning what? Meaning the Chiv Karban in here, the end of, in the middle of Dvar, in the middle of Bamidbar, is compared to Avodah Zarah. What does Avodah Zarah teach us about Chatas? So, Ma'ala Ha'lan Davar Shachayavim Alzono Kares V'Shikagaso Chatas. Just like Avodah Zarah is something that if you do it B'mezid, you're Chayav Kares. If you do it B'shogeg, you're Chayav Chatas. Avkol Davar Shachayavim Alzono Kares V'Shikagaso Chatas. So too, anything that you're, all Karbanos, Karbanos Chatas, it only applies to cases where you'd be chayev a chayev kares if you did it b'mezit, you're chayev chatas if you did it b'shogeg. Two exceptions to the rule. Right, first off, in Maseches Krisus, Krisus, first mission in Krisus lists off the 36 chayavi Krisus, the 36 cases where mezit kares shogeg chatas, and the Mishnah says at the end with two exceptions, Bris Mila and Karban Pesach. Right, those are the two mitzvahs I say that I'm chayev kares for if I do not fulfill. There's no karban chatas there. If I don't bring a carbon Pesach, then I'm not chayav a carbon chatas. Chatas is only by a lav. By a lav that I'm chayav kares for, if I would do a bevezid, I'm chayav a carbon chatas for if I did a beshogi. Not only kares, let's say Shabbos is on that list. Chilul Shabbos. Because Chilul Shabbos has kares if there were no witnesses. If there were witnesses with a hasra, then you're chayav skila. If there's no witnesses, no hasra, then it's kares. And that's why it's on that list as well. Okay. Says the Gemara now, getting back to what we discussed, Munbaz. Ve'ela Munbaz, Shkaga B'mai. So according to Munbaz, what was the shogig here? Munbaz says, you had to know about it at the moment of the action, right? He compares Mezid to shogig. Just like Mezid, you know about it, so the shogig, you know about it. So Rabbi Kiva said back to him, so what makes it a shogig? If you know about it at the time of your Aveira, Ela Munbaz, Shkaga B'mai. So, a big chiddush. Kigon sheshagag bekarbon. Munbaz holds, if you know that this Aveira, let's say Chilul Shabbos, you know there's kares and skila, but you don't know that if you did it b'shogeg, you'd be chayav a karbon chatas. You don't know that element. That's enough to call it a shogeg. Shagagag bekarbon. To be considered amazed, you have to know every single detail of the not of the halacha, but of the punishments, let's say. And here, if you don't know about the karban, so that is good enough. Is this Munbaz l'shitaso? What the Chassam Sofer say? Chassam Sofer said that what does Munbaz hold? A karban is for in Onesh, and this person, you know, if the person Munbaz held, if he never knew about it, he's not chayav the karban. So maybe it's l'shitaso. If you consider the karban as an Onesh, so maybe you have to know about all of the Onshim. The Onshim b'shogeg and the Onshim b'mezid. If you don't know about it, you'd be called a shogeg. That's the big chiddush of Munbaz, even if you just don't know about karban. V'rabanan, shigas karban, lav shema shkaga. No, not knowing about the karban is not good enough. If you know that what you're doing is wrong, and you know what you're doing is going to get you a kares and a skila, that's good enough. That's good enough. Shigas karban, lav shema shkaga. V'rabbanan shkaga b'mai. So what, according to the Rabbanan, so what do you not have to know about? So pashas, we would say, if you ask us, what's a shogeg? You don't know it's usher. Right? That's the real shogeg. You don't know it's usher, or you don't know it's Shabbos, or you don't, but all the cases that we discussed by the Shem yesterday. But what is the case? So, Rabbi Yochanan amar, kivan sheshagag b'kares, ava pishahizid b'lav. Rabbi Yochanan again says a chiddush, not as great as Munbaz. Rabbi Yochanan says, even if you know it's usur, it can be called shogeg. If you don't realize that there's kares involved. But no, it's usur, that's still called shogeg. V'reish Lakish amar, ashe yishgog, bishlav, v'kares. Reish Lakish says, no, what we would have said, if you would have asked us, no, you have to be shogeg about everything. To be shogeg about the lav and kares. If you know it's Asa Daraisa, so then that is not going to be called a shogeg according to Reish Lakish. Machlokas Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish. Good. Oh, my Rava, my time at the Rabbi Shimon Lakish. Rava asked, what's the reason for Reish Lakish? Interesting, the Gemara asked that one first. We would think that one was more of a Davar Pashat. But the Gemara asked, what is the reason for Reish Lakish? You can't know about anything. If you know about anything, that's already called Mezid. Oh, my Krab. Asher lo se asena ve ashem. An Aveira that one cannot do via Hashem, and he's guilty. Asha Yishkog Bilav Vikari Sheba. Until one is Shogeg with Lavik, Asha Lo Se Asena, that it shouldn't be done. V'Hashem, and he's guilty. So we learn from there that is even just not, even knowing about the Lav. Right, Rashi says, Hainu Lav, Lo Se Asena. You can't know, you gotta be a Shogeg about the Lav. V'Rabbi Yochanan, High crud, Rav Shimon ben Lakish, my avilei. What does Rav Yochanan do? Rav Lakish is pasik. He uses that to say you have to be shogig about the lav. It kind of says that Asher lo say a sena. Miboylei l'kidatanya. Use that for as follows. May am haaretz prat lemumar. Who is chayv a karban? Only somebody who is part of Am Yisrael, excluding a heretic. A heretic, somebody who even if he would know it would be usher, he wouldn't care about it. May am haaretz prat lemumar. He would not. He is not chayiv, and we don't accept a karban from a mumar. Reb Shimon ben Elazar, Omer Mishum Reb Shimon, Asher lo se asena ve'ashem, that he, right, the pasuk that we just used, hashav miyediaso mevi karban al shigagaso, lo shav miyediaso any mevi karban al shigagaso. Only someone who would do tshuva from his yediyah, meaning if he would know about it at this moment, he wouldn't do it. So he brings a karban for his shogeg. Lo shav miyediaso, if he wouldn't retract what he is doing, even if he would know about it, so he does not bring a karban for his shkaga. Again, because he's too far behind. Right? Some averis, right, we don't allow you to bring a karban. Right? There are very few averis, one or two, where we bring a karban even on a mezid. Even on a mezid. So here, by a mumar, you're like a mezid, even if you don't know this specific halacha. Right? Mumar probably doesn't know a lot of halachas. But if he doesn't know a specific halacha, we're not going to allow you to bring a karban. Sometimes, an avera is so great that we wouldn't allow to bring a karban, right? Mashal Ma'adav Radome, the Kesef Mishnah, Hilchas Eidus, says the principle that the Gemara talks about in Beseches Makas, Kasher Zomim Velo Kasher Asa. Right? If we only have Edom Zomim come and try to inflict the punishment on Reuven, they made up a whole story, they found out to be Zomimim, they're only punished if the defendant wasn't punished yet. But if the defendant was already punished, he got Malkus, Pashas, he got Misa for sure, Kasher Zomim Velo Kasher Asa. So, everyone throws up their hands and says, what is the svar for this? Doesn't seem to make sense. If they actually punished Reuven, if they succeeded and they're not punished, only if they tried. So the Ramban on Al Torah, in the end of Parshas Shoftim, he quotes Gzeres HaKasef. But then he gives a svar. But he says, oh, but maybe because we know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's presence is always amongst Dayanim, Elohim nitzav badaskel. Elohim, the judges are always in the presence of God. That's why there's certain halachas of hashras. You have to recognize hashras hashchina by a dayan. There's a halacha of ituf that they have to have their head covered when they judge. Why? Because the Kadosh Baruch Hu's there. So the Ramban says, if a Kadosh Baruch Hu's there, he wouldn't have let an innocent man die in the judicial Jewish legal system. And even if he's not chayav for this avera, he must have been chayav for a different avera. Right, we're not talking about somebody, Rachman al-Aslan, on the street. We're talking about somebody who went through the legal halachic process. Kodesh Baruch Hu wouldn't have let it happen. And if it happened, it must have been that he deserved it. For some other reason. That's the Ramban. Kasher Zomim Velo Kasher Asa. Says the Kesef Mishnah, though, in Ehilchas Eidos, I'll give you another svara. Based on a smag. The smag, we mentioned this before, the smag says, and the Achron and the Marsha on Sanhedrin Samach Gimel quotes the Smag. The Smag says that the halacha there in Sanhedrin Samach Gimel is that somebody is chayav misa if they give their children to the Molech, or if they pass their children through fire to the Molech. Machlokas Rishonim, whether you actually kill your children or you just put them through the fire. Machlokas Rashi and the Ramban, I think. But either way, you pass it through. The Gemara says you're only chayav misa if you pass some of your children through. If you put all of your children through Molech, then you're pater. All your children. See, I was like, oh! Better to put all your children through Moloch than some. Says the Smag, no. Because if somebody puts all their children through Moloch, then Gadol Avoni Minso. Then it's you're too so far gone, forget it. All your children, you didn't leave over a Sheiris, a Plata of your family. All your kids, forget it. It's not going to help you. Misa's not going to help you. Sometimes you're so far gone, says the Smag, that you know it's not going to be helpful. So the Kesef Mishnah in Hilchas Eidos uses this Smag to explain Kasher Zomim Velo Kasher Asa. If you just tried to cause the person to be punished, okay. But if you succeeded, God's love and even so. So it's too far gone, and therefore we will not allow you to have this. So similarly here, we're not going to let a mumar bring a karban. Why? Because if he would know about it, he wouldn't change his benefit anyways. A carbon is a, if you want to be a carbon, we're mezakeh you, it's a privilege. To allow you to have, allow a person to have, allow a Jew to get a chance to do tshuva, to have kapara, but that's only if they, right, it's acceptable, right? Even before the Chayvei Mishas Beis Din. There's always vidui. We don't just kill people wantonly, we want the person, right, we learn it out from Achan. Say for Yeshua, right, we say, right, do vidui, because the Misa should be a kapara for the person. Okay. Tanan, two dots. Avos Malachas Abraham Chazarachas. 39 Avos Malachos, as we were introduced to yesterday, the concept of Avos and Toldos. So, for 40 minus 1. Right, this is quote, a quote from the Mishnah on Daf Ayin Gimel, which Bezer Shem will have in 4 days. And if you remember the thought of the Tosfos Yontif that we had back on Daf Mem Tes, where we discussed why is it always formulated as 40 minus 1? Why didn't you just say 39? Right, like, yes, it's by Malchus and by other contexts also. Why? So the Tosfos Yontif said, based on that Gemara over there, because one of the shitas was that it's based on how many times it says the word malacha in the Torah. So there's really 40 malachas, but we have to take away one, because we're not sure one of them doesn't really mean malacha. Right? Either last week's parsha, by Yosef, Lassim Lachto, or the word, by the Mishkan, by malacha Isa, it was enough. So you gotta take away one. We just don't know which one to take away. But that's why it's formulated as 40 minus 1. Because there are 40, you just gotta know which one to take away. Amazing ha'ara by the Tosfos Yontif there. Okay, so 40 minus 1. The Avina Baminyan Alamali, and the Gemara there asks, why does the Mishnah have to state this line? Right, we can count. We can count up to 39. Not so high. Why does the Mishnah have to repeat? There are 39. The Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan answered that question. Shim Asan Kulan Behelamacha Echad Chayva Chalachas Vachas. That if you did all the malachas in one helam, right, you didn't know these malachas were Aser. You have to bring 39 karbonis. Remember, if you didn't know today was Shabbos, then you only have to bring one carbon. But if you knew it was Shabbos, but you didn't know these malachas were Aser, that's the Pasha of Shoke, so then you have to bring a carbon for each one. So, Heichem Mishkachas La, what's the case here that you'd be Chayav 39, Bizadon Shabbos Vishigas Malachas, as we've just described? That you knew it was Shabbos, you were amazing about Shabbos, but you just didn't realize these malachas were Aser. So, 1 second. Bish l'mal Rabbi Yochanan. According to Rabbi Yochanan to Amar, what did Rabbi Yochanan just say? Ki vanche shagag bikares. Afal bishizid balav. Rabbi Yochanan says, even if you know it's Aser, it's still called shogeg. As long as you didn't know your chayav kares for the act, so then you understand how you can have a case where you're going to be chayav 39. Let's say all the malachas you know are Aser, but you don't know any of them are chayav kares. So that's 39 karbanos. Mishkachas la kagon ti yada la l'shabes balav. You know that it's you know all the malachas are also balav. El Rav Shimon ben Lakish to Amar Acha Yishkog Balav Uvakares. But according to Reish Lakish, what's called a shogeg? You can't know it's Aser. So in our case, you don't know any of the malachas are Aser at all. So he asked the Gemara, do you delay the Shabbos with mine? So what do you know about Shabbos? If you think there's no such thing as the 39 malachas, so what is it? It's Hizid b'Shabbos. So what, you think Shabbos is a day to eat? Right, so what's the case? What do you know about Shabbos? If you don't know about the 39 malachas, what don't you know that makes you a shogeg? What do you know about Shabbos that makes you amazed enough that it's not just one shogeg instead of 39 shogegs? So the Gemara says, I could find something that's usher that's not included in the 39 malachas. The yada bitchumin v'aliva d'Rabbi Akiva. Tchumin d'oraisa, machlokas tanoim, about tchum Shabbos. Generally, there is a machlokas rishonim. Actually, let's just finish the Gemara and then we'll expand on it. According to Rabbi Akiva, tchumin is d'oraisa, certain tchumin going outside the tchum. So that's what he knows about. So it could be that he doesn't know anything else about Shabbos except for this, but that's enough to be called, you know about Shabbos. So if you don't know, the 39 malachas are aser, so that is enough to make you chayiv 39 malachas. Good. Tchumen. So, according to the Rishonim, Major Machlokas Rishonim, we'll start with the Chinuch. The Chinuch says, in Parshas Beshalach, there's one mitzvah in Parshas Beshalach, and that is the mitzvah of Tchumen. Right? It says there, Al Yetze Ish Bim Kol Mabayom HaShvi. So we know that means tchumen, right? The tztukim, this is one of the psukim that the tztukim learn literally. And if somebody's a tztuki, they do not leave their house on Shabbos. Al yesa ish bimkomo. They don't leave your house, they sit in their chair, they hang their tzitzis on a nail, and they stare at their tzitzis all day. Right? Or isim or so. That's what the death is, and they don't have hot food. Right? Because al svaro ish bimkomo shvosechem. Right, that we've discussed before. The Ramah quotes that Balamar, you gotta have food on Shabbos. Or it's Choshe, somebody's a Stuki. But they take this literally, but we know it's not literal. Chazal tell us, what does it mean? Ayeti Shemkomo, Uba, Apirish Alav, Shemkomo, Nikra, Kol Sheino, Marchik, Yoser, Mishalosh, Parsaos, Chutzla, Ir. Three parsas outside the city. Vahaparsa, Abba, Milin, that means 12 mil. Vahamil, Apayim, Amo. And that's 2,000 amos. 24,000 amos. So the Chinuch, and the Rambam, at least in one place, in Mishnah Torah, holds that the larger tchum is an Isadar Isa. The larger one, the 24,000 amos. The 2,000 amos, that many Rishonim hold as the Rabbanan, and that's what Rabbi Akiva holds as also Dar Isa. The larger tchum, we don't pass it like Rabbi Akiva. Like the Gemara says, Aliba the Rabbi Akiva, tchum in Dar Isa. We don't pass it like Rabbi Akiva. But Rabbi Akiva is only talking about the smaller tchum, right? Apayim Amma, which is the one that more prevalently comes up. That's what the Chinuf says here. Umodim misvas habayis aval chachamim gazru gader va'asru shalelech yosem yapayim ama chutz la'ir. Can't even go 2,000 amos out, which is about 7/10 of a mile. 7/10 of a mile, 2,000 amos outside the last house. Doesn't come up so much in our towns because there's always houses connecting, but it comes up in the country, in a bungalow colony. Can't come up, or in a yeshuv, right, going outside if there's no residents outside. So, though, when the Gemara says here, Tchum and Daraisa, according to Rabbi Akiva, that's the smaller Tchum. But the larger Tchum, we do paskin, is Daraisa. Interesting that Tchumin is something significant, right? We think Tchumin is like a side point. The Gemara ends it up here. But the Gemara says in Maseches Yevamos, when we tell a ger a couple of points to make sure, we tell him Mitzvos Kalos and Mitzvos Chamuros. What do we tell a ger? Some of the halachas. We learned it out from Rus. What did Naomi tell Rus? Remember the pasuk Elas Asher Telchi Elchi Vesher Talin Olin Olin. That whole pasuk, there were allusions to mitzvos in that pasuk. So the Gemara Yevamos Daf Mem Zayin, that's the Geber Sugyas, says, "My kra tchsev vateira ki misametzas ilo lechasita vatechta lo dabrei la amrola." Nami says to Rus, "Aser lan tchum Shabbos." The first thing that Nami tells Rus is, "What do you want to be a Jew for? We have tchum Shabbos." Such a hard halacha. Right, we have Tchum Shabbos, what do you want to be a Jew for? Basher Telchi Eilich. No, I'll go where you go. Aser lon Yichud. Yichud, okay, there's a halacha. You can't be Misyachid with the opposite gender. Basher Telchi Olin. Mafkedinon Sheish Meos V'Yirgil Mitzvos. We got 613, you only got super 7. Right, not just 7, we mentioned 7 categories. Not that we mentioned the chinuch last week. So you have 613. Amei chami. Aslan avod azara. Elokayach alokai. Arba misas nimshul abezdin. Bashar tamusi yamus. Beis kvarim. Right? It goes through each one. But the first, amazing. The first on the list is Tchum Shabbos. Something significant about realizing our spot on Shabbos. Is he referring to the Durabban and Daraisa? But either way, that is the first issue that Naomi brings up. The Shulchan Aruch discusses this in Shin Sadik Zayin. That's the unknown chelik of the Mishnah Berurah, chelik Dalad, which Beis Hashem will become familiar with again when we learn Maseches Erevin. Says the Shulchan Aruch, "Kol Adam Yeshlo Apayim Ama L'Chol Ruach." Everybody on Shabbos, you're in the middle of nowhere. You have 2,000 amos all around you. Chutz me'arba amosav o me'amakom sheshavas bo. Excluding the 4 amos around you. Excluding your 4 amos, you have 2,000 amos. Now, you're not allowed to carry in those 2,000 amos. You're allowed to walk in those 2,000 amos. The 4 amos around you, you're allowed to carry in zeo. Says the Mishnah Berurah here, quoting the earlier Shitas, v'hu takanes chachamim. We paskin that this idea of apayim ama is drabanan. De minatora muter lahalech ad yud beiz mil. Because on a Daraisa level, that's what the Rambam says, that's what the Chinuch says, that's Yud Beis Mil. Kishir Machane Yisrael Midbar Shechziko Yud Beis Mil. The size of the Machane in the Midbar. Ubiyosir Mise Aser, Tchsev Ayesi Yishpim Komo. Vahar Be Poskim Cholkim, says the Mishnah Berurah. The Omrim, Shegam Chusli Yud Beis Mil in Asim in HaTorah. There are many that argue, and Machlok Rishonim, the Rambam and the Chinuch hold Yud Beis Mil is Daraisa, other Rishonim say otherwise. Vahai Al Yetse Eino Ela Azhara Leinino Tzvaz Kelim Mirushus L'Rishus. And Al Yetse is just talking about Kelim. Okay, this is a big discussion in the Tanaim and in the Rishonim. Okay, but the Rebbe Akiva is always known as the one that says Chumin is Daraisa. Okay, I'm sorry, one other Hara, and then we'll continue, and that's the Meshech Chachma. Meshech Chachma notes in 2 weeks ago's Parsha, Avraham Avinu, what does the Gemara say in Yuma? He was Bekayim every mitzvah, even Eruv Tavshilin, the Gemara says. Even Eruv Tavshilin, which is making the Eruv on Erev Yontif, when Yontif falls out on Friday, or Thursday, Friday, and it enables me to cook on on Friday for Shabbos. The Gemara says, Yaakov, what did Yaakov do? Parsha Vayishlach, Kavat Chumen, Vayichan. Right, Vayichan, right, Vayichan, but the Pasuk, Vayichan is Chalkas Asada, Vayichan is Pnei Ha'ir, right, the Pasuk says, Vayichan is Pnei Ha'ir, Perek Lama Gimel, Pasuk Yud Ches. So he did Chumen. Why Dafka, those two? Avram Avinu did Erev Tavshila, Yaakov Avinu did Tchumen, the beautiful thought from the Meshech Chachma, in Parshat Vayishlach, where he says, Avram Avinu, his job was being Mefarsim HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and spreading monotheism, and getting HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name into the world. That was his Shita, that was his Mahus, and that's what he had to do. What is Erev Tavshilin about? It's all about cooking for others. It's based on the halacha principle called hoel. Since guests might come, I'm allowed to cook more. It's all about chesed. It's all about spreading out. It's all about, making known, being mefarsim HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what Erev Tavshilin symbolizes. Once that was done, once HaKadosh Baruch Hu was out there in the world, what was Yaakov's mission? Yaakov didn't go proselytize. Yaakov's mission was to build the Shiftei Ka. Yaakov's mission was now to insulate as much as he could the Shvatim in order to create Bnei Yisrael. Right? We went around and we wanted to actively be that Orla Goyim like Avraham Avinu did, but then Yaakov's job was to lahefech kibanaf yu nifradim me'amim achirim mugbalim b'tchum. And even Lavan, he nichu b'ta'uso, v'kaz al Rachel, shekanav atrofim. Right, and that's why Rachel, right, he says a little bit was punished. It's not her job to make Lavan, with Avodah Zarah, take it away. It's her job to focus on the the Shvatim. Kein b'mitzrayim, ha'yoshem b'aretz goshen, nifrada me'amim, v'chein l'doros b'uma, ein makabam gerim, b'mei dava v'shlomo. Right, we don't go out and proselytize like Avraham Avinu did. So that's the melitza, he says, that Yaakov was kavat chumen. He means tchum as a symbol of creating borders, creating boundaries. Sha'avram kim erev tavshilin, lahachnes archim lakabal gerim, takas kan v'yashchina, avalokav atchumin, shem yimana echan milavo lishmo adeyosav. But Yaakov Avinu, he was kav atchumin. Beautiful. Okay, we continue. Says the Gemara now, man tana lohad tana rabban and shogah bazeo bazeo. So we have another brisa. Who is the one that says if you're shogging about everything, zeo shogging amr b'torah, that's the shogging in the Torah. He's it bazeo bazeo zeo mezid amr b'torah. If you know about everything, it's mezid shogag b'shat. That's never pashut. But now comes the machlokas issues. Shogag b'shat is v'hezid b'malachas. If you didn't know that today was Shabbos, but you knew about the malachas. Osha gag b'malachas. You didn't know about the malachas vis a b'shabbos, one or the other. Osha omer yodea ani shemalachas u asura. Avol eini yodea shechayav an alei karbon. But I didn't realize that you have a karbon on it. Olo chayiv, kiman. Who is this like? Kimunbaz. It's like Munbaz, right? Because this, included in this brisa, is the case where he knows everything except that he's chayav a karbon on it. And we still say that is called shogig, says the shita of Munbaz. Period. Amar Abaya, Hakol Modim. Once we're talking about the definitions of Shogig and Mezid, we go to a different halachic context. Amar Abaya, Hakol Modim b'Shvuas Bitui. Shvuas Bitui, we know there are different types of Shvuas, Rambam talks about, and the Torah talks about. Shvuas Bitui is a Shvua just of an expression. What is Shvuas Expreshi? I promise that I will eat a hamburger today. I swear that I drank something today. Anything about my doing something, that's Shavuos Bitui. You're expressing an action that I will do or I won't do, or that I did or that I didn't do. Those are the four categories of Shavuos Bitui. Not to be confused with Shavuos Shav and Shavuos Sheker. Right? Like, I swear that a tree is a rock. That's not Shavuos Bitui specifically. That's a Shavuos Shav and Shavuos Sheker. The Rambam talks about it at the beginning of Hilchos Shavuos. But that's Shavuos Bitui here. That's about, he swears that Esev lo Esev or Asiti velo Asisi. So I call him out the Mishwas Bitui, Shein Chayav and Alakarbana, Sheyishko, Balav Sheba. Everybody agrees that you're not Chayiv, Karban in this regard until you were shogging at the Lav. Rashi says, what does that mean? You don't remember your Shvua. You don't remember that you took a Shvua. I swear that I won't eat something today, and I ate it. At the moment that I ate it, I did not remember that I swore. So, Hakol Modim Man, who is that Hakol Modim? Who will we try to include? Rabbi Yochanan. We try to include Rabbi Yochanan, who said earlier that if you know about the lav, that is called shogig. Here, you have to have more shogig. You can't know about the lav. You can't know about that you're violating as you do it. So, where's the pshita? Isn't that somewhat obvious that Rabbi Yochanan would be included? Ki kam Rabbi Yochanan. When did Rabbi Yochanan say earlier by Hilchos Shabbos that even if you know about the lav, it's still shogeg hechadika kares. So if there's a kares element and you don't know about the kares element, so then fine, we could say that's good enough to be called shogeg. Aval hecha deleka kares lo. But if there's no kares and there's only a lav, then what else is there? Of course, you have to be shogeg about the lav. So Gemara says, no. Sakadai de chamina, hoel v'chayev karbon. Since you're chayev a karbon, in this case, chidishu. Why? What's the chidish here? To b'chala tera kululo ashkuchan lav de maisi alei karbon. V'acha maisi. You don't have so many cases of lav here that you would bring a karbon for, meaning without kares. There's no kares here. So it doesn't happen too often, very few, that you're going to bring a karbon without kares. So the whole context is a chiddush. V'achamaisi, and here you do bring. So kishaga b'karbon hamilchayev. So I might have thought that the karbon plays such a role here that even if you just don't know about the karbon, you would be chayiv. That would be good enough to be called a shogei, because it's all a chiddush. Kamash malan. We don't say that. Good. Period. Beisvei. Still continuing in the shvuas b'tui context. What does that mean? What's the case of Shuas Bitui about Lisha Avar? What does Lisha Avar mean? Rashi, third line. Bishlama lahaba, fine lahaba, in the future, kigon shelo ochel, I swear I will not eat. Mishkachasla, you know, how does that work? Shukonjadis alma hashvua. V'achal, you forgot your shvua. So a shvuah is bitui about the future. That's we know about what kind of shogeg that is. I swear I'm not going to eat something today, and I ate it. And when I ate it, I forgot what I said. But how do you have a shvuah is bitui about the past b'shogeg, right? If I swear I did something, Shim Amar. So set back to the Gemara. Shim Amar Yodeya Anisha Shvuah Zu Asura Avol Eini Yodeya Im Chayav and Alei Karban Olo Chayiv. So you see what's included, that I know this is Asur, but I don't know that you have a carbon on it. So you see Beferish, that even if you don't know about the carbon, that's good enough. So Gemara says, Hamani Munbasi. That doesn't have to be Rav Yochanan. We just said Rav Yochanan agrees that you have to know about, that you can't know that the lav is Asur. So is it a kasha on Rav Yochanan? Rav Yochanan would say, no, this is Munbas Shita. Like we had earlier, Rav Yochanan does not hold of Munbas. Good, skipping the parentheses. Bamar Abaye continuing, a third context. Okay, there's a lot of lum this year, as you see the Rishonim have lengthy discussions about the definitions between shogeg and mazid. How much is each element of the onshim, we'll call them, how much are they definitional to the avera? Karbon, lav, kares, in each context you have to know what there is, and each one might be different. V'yamar Abaye, hakol modim b'truma, shein alavach, what's truma? So truma is, for a zar, is misa b'dei shamayim. It's not kares. So I call modem mitruma she'en chayav in alei chomesh ad sheyishkog bilav sheba. Everybody agrees by truma that you're not chayav a chomesh. If I eat truma b'shogeg, I have to pay the kohen back and add on a chomesh. Add on what we would call 25%. Right? Add on a chomesh. So I'm not chayav a chomesh until I was shogeg in the lav. Rashi says, I didn't know it was truma. I didn't know it was true. I thought it was chulin. So, hakol modim man, who is it including Rabbi Yochanan? So again, Rabbi Yochanan pshita, is that obvious? Ki amar Rabbi Yochanan hechadika kares. Hechadika kares low. Like what we said before, there's no kares here. So obviously Rabbi Yochanan would require you not to know it's usur. So where I said, no, ma'od etema, misa b'makam kares omedes. No, you might say misa b'dei shamayim is similar and takes the place of kares. V'chi shagat b'misa namilachayim. And even just not knowing about Misa B'dei Shamayim would be good enough. Kamash V'lan, no. Misa B'dei Shamayim is not like Kares. You have to figure out what the difference is. But Rabbi Yochanan would say, in a case where there's a Kares, so just not knowing about Kares is good enough. But if there's only Misa B'dei Shamayim, you have to know, you have to not realize even about the Lav. Period. And just someone who argues, Rava Amar Misa B'makam Kares. No, Rava says, no, Misa is good B'makam Kares. Meaning, it could be good enough, just not knowing about Bisavay Shemayim. Omedes, the Chomesh B'makam Karban Koi. And the Chomesh also is B'makam Karban, and therefore not knowing about the Misa would be good enough. Chomesh as a Karban is also a big topic. When we pay the Chomesh, how much is it a payment, or how much is it an atonement? There's a Tosfos in Maseches Ksubis on Daf Lamed where Tosfos says, the Kohen cannot be Mochel, the Chomesh payment. I ate the Kohen's shroom and I'm giving it to him, and he says, no, don't worry about it. You don't have to give me back extra. You're not allowed to be mochel. Why? Because Tosfos says, kufra kapara. not kuf from Amona. It's a machlokas. I quoted elsewhere in the Gemara too. But that's what the Gemara here says, chomesh is malkam karpet. Okay, now we get to the fascinating machlokas, which we can spend a lot of time on. We'll see how much we can squeeze in. Amar Avuna! Somebody is on a desert island and he has no idea what day of the week it is. Amar Avuna, Hayim Mahalik Baderech, he's in the, on the way, or Hamalik Bamidbar. Veini Yodea Imas, I Shabbos, Machlokas. Mona Shisha Yamim, Umashamar Yomechan. First opinion, count six. Whatever day you realize that you have no idea what day it is, that's Sunday. Start counting. Chia Barav, Omer, Mishamar Yomechan, Umona Shisha. No, whatever you think you realize, that's Shabbos. And then you count another six. What's the machlokas about? But like a miflagi, mar sava kibriyas shalom. One, the first opinion holds, you go by like Briyas Olam. By Briyas Olam, Shabbos was day seven, right? So start off. One, two, have all Yimei Chol and then Shabbos. Umar Savar Kadam Arishon. The second opinion says, no, like Adam Arishon. Adam Arishon was created on Friday afternoon, right before Shabbos. So the first day Adam had was Shabbos. So that's why you have Shabbos. We're descendants of Adam Arishon. So that is the machlokas. Let's continue a little more, and then we'll talk. Somebody, the Brisa says, somebody's going, and he doesn't know when Shabbos is. Mishamar Yomechad L'Shisha, he count guards one day for six. What does that mean? Guards one day for six? My lav, Mona Shisha, Mishamar Yomechad. Doesn't that mean you six and then one? Because it says you card one day for six. So does it mean you do six first? Lo, Mishamar Yomechad Mona Shisha. No, it could be in the other way. Ihachi, Mishamar Yomechad Lishisha. So then it shouldn't say that. Mishamar Yomechad Umona Shisha Miboilei. Should use a more clear language if it wants to say that you do one day first. V'yotan, and also we have another brisa. Hayim Halach Baderech Ol Bamidbar. Ve'eni Yodea Imasai Shabbos. If you don't know when Shabbos is, says the Gemara Moneh Shisho Mishamar Yomechad. Says it explicitly, six and one. Tiyufta Dechiya Barav Tiyufta. Okay, so it is a kasha. Stop there for a moment. So a lot to talk about here. First, the Vilna Gaon says, what are we paskin? We paskin six and one. We paskin whatever day you have, six and one. It's alluded to in a pasuk in Kisisa, in Vishamru. Right? We say Vishamru Yisrael Sa Shabbos, Lasa Sa Shabbos, Vachulu, Benim Yisrael Osi Liolam. If you look closely in the Torah, the Gra points out, classic Gra, that the first time it says it, Bris Olam, Olam is spelled with a Vav. Bris Olam. And then, five words later, Osi Laolam, Laolam is spelled without a Vav. Spelled Ayin Lamid Mem. Says the Gra, that's an allusion to Ha'alama. A helam, where you forgot something. It's telling you, in the case where you don't know what Shabbos. So, osi li olam, if you don't know what Shabbos, lo olam, sheishas yom masah Hashem esrayim esaret, uvayom hashvi shabbos vayinafash. Right? Count six and then do one. That is the Vilna Gaon's illusion. Number one. Number two, there's a fascinating tshuva of the Radvaz. If you never saw it, I highly recommend. You gotta see this tshuva inside. The Radvaz. Radvaz in Aleph Ayin Vav. Aleph Ayin Vav, says the Radvaz. Somebody asked the Radvaz, if Shabbos is so crucial, and it's an oath between the Jew and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so how could it be Shabbos in one place and not in another place? It's so crucial and amazing, and we testify that Hashem created the world. So how is it possible that it's Shabbos in Eretz Yisrael, and it's not Shabbos west of Eretz Yisrael? How does that out of time zones work? Okay, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world that way. But shouldn't it be that everybody's doing Shabbos at the same time? Shouldn't it be that way? Okay, maybe you got like 4 seconds. Right at the end, the beginning. You generally probably don't. But how is that possible? Says the Radvaz. He says, da. He says, Shabbos is personal. Shabbos is given to Klal Yisrael, but it's given to every Jew. Ki Shabbos nimsur ala kol echad mi Yisrael. Shenemer ki osi b'nei v'neichem. Ukamosha os habris hu la kol echad v'echad. Kena Shabbos nimsur ala kol echad v'echad. Shem eina tal merkein. Because if you don't say this, forget outside of Eretz Yisrael. Even within Eretz Yisrael. There are different times. Right? The Gemara talks about, we're going to have it later on, Tzipori and Tveria. Right? Different times. Somebody's a little bit east, right? Lichbenching and Halakas Davis is a little bit different in the couple of miles east and west of each other. Inland of herself. So forget asking about Chutz Laretz. But even within Eretz Yisrael, he says, I feel about Yeres Smuchos. Elamayis l'cholomemar, what do you need to say? Ki ha-shabbos nitan l'kol echad kefi makomo asher hu darbo. L'fisha kfar nishlamu bimkomo shisha ha-kefim shleimim v'nichnas ha-shvi l'kodem kodem v'lamu'ucha l'mu'uchar. He says, it's personal. And you know where you see that from? Our Gemara. He quotes our Gemara. Right, somebody's 6-1, oh, 6-1, 6-1. Let's say 2 years later, he gets back to civilization, and he realizes he's been wrong. He's been wrong all these years. Doesn't say anywhere he has to bring a carbon. Doesn't say anywhere. Doesn't say he did anything wrong. Right, wait a minute, he didn't do anything wrong. He kept Shabbos. The Shabbos that he kept was Shabbos for him. Just like it, he didn't know. And he says, he's another raya. We paskin, right? The Rambam quotes it, Goy Shabbos is Chayav Misa. A goy that keeps Shabbos is Chayav Misa. But you know what the Rambam says? Even if a goy keeps Shabbos on Wednesday, he's Chayav Misa. Right? He keeps it as a Shabbos. What do you mean on Wednesday? It's not Shabbos. Ah, it is Shabbos. Because Shabbos is personal. You can't decide that, you know what? I got a busy weekend this weekend, so I'm going to keep Shabbos on Thursday. Right? That works for me. No, Chas V'Shalom. Chas V'Shalom. But we understand his message. He says, "Teda shachar shigil liyishuv v'yeda shetava asa malacha b'shabbos lo chivu lo havi karbon lo chatas lo asham v'lo vidui mashva shekiyem mitzvas Shabbos." He was mekayim. So you know it from our Gemara, and you know it from the Rambam, right? Crucial radvaz right here. That is a right. Shabbos has a personal element to what we have. All the Achronim get into the Magen Avraham and others on this halacha, where we pass in 6-1. So on that simon in Shulchan Aruch, it's the last simon in Chelek Gimel of the Mishnah Berurah. Shin Mem Dalet. The last simon, which in all the Sfarim it says Shin Dalet Mem, because Shin Mem Dalet means Shmad. Right? That's where they switch it. But Shin Dalet Mem, they talk about it there. The Mishnah Berurah quotes that if you don't know, you count 7 days, and you do six and then, sorry. So you do 6-1. But all that I want to discuss, why don't you say Bittul? Right, Bittul Barov. Like the Aruch HaShulchan summarizes a number of these svaras. The Aruch HaShulchan here says, Be'inyin zeh v'shach Bittul Barov. Tehakol yom hu kavua b'fnei atzmo. V'od, right, I mean, why don't you say every day is weekday? Because 1 out of 7 is Bittul. V'od, tebehekrich yeh Shabbos. V'huin yodeh ma'asayhu. V'yafilu isa d'rabanan asa lo lasos. V'lo shayach b'zeh sfeik d'rabanan l'kula. Tekol safik shum b'nei chisaron yidiyah eno safik. Right, you can't say that it's Bittul Barov. Rabbi Chanan also in one spot says, there's no Bittul when it comes to Zman. When it comes to time. Okay, one more minute. Let's just finish up. Continuing, says the Gemara, Amar Rava, Bechol Yom Vayom, Oselo Kedei Banasaso, Bar Miyahu Yoma. Every day, you're allowed to do work. You're allowed to do work every day, except for that day. Except for that day that you keep Shabbos. Yahu Yoma, Lemus. Think about me. You're allowed to do work. Why? Because of Pikuach Nefesh? So, what do you mean? And that day you should die? You don't do work? No. Da'avid Meyas, Lo Shtei Parnasos. No. On your Friday, you work doubly. Says the Gemara. Right, which fits in nicely to the Radvaz, that you really, at least in the Havamini, you really consider it a Shabbos. Says the Gemara, but you might be wrong. Right, but maybe yesterday was really Shabbos. So you're preparing twice on Shabbos. So Ella, kol yom bayom, osla panasaso, afilo chayhu yoma. On every day, you're allowed to do the minimal amount of work you need to live. V'yahu yoma, b'may min karle. So if you're not doing any more malacha anyway, so how is Shabbos to you? You're not doing malacha for 7 days. Ah, b'kiddush of avdalta. Kiddush and avdallah. You make kiddush and avdallah on that Shabbos. Period. The Ritva notes, isn't that a bracha levatallah? No. Isn't that a bracha levatallah? So the Ritva says maybe you make kiddush and avdallah without saying the bracha. Right? A. But he doesn't like that answer because he said it doesn't sound that way from the Gemara. It must be that safik, right, the issue of a bracha shen shricha is durabanan and b'makam zeh, b'makam safik, we allow it, but that is an important ha'ara of the Ritva. Amar Rava, imaya makir, mixas ayom sheyatza bo, osa malacha kol yom kulo. If you remember though, the day that you went into the desert, you're allowed to do malacha that day because we assume you didn't leave on Shabbos. Pshita, obvious, ma'od etema, kiva de Shabbos lo nafik, b'mali Shabbos and nami lo nafik. You might say, well, if you could assume that day was not Shabbos, well, you also wouldn't have gone out on Friday either. So you can assume the next day is also not Shabbos. V'hai inami b'chamisha b'shabbos anafik lishterei lamev and malacha trei yomei. You should at least have 2 days. You can do malacha. Kamash v'la no. Zin de mishkach shei rasol mikir v'nafak. Maybe you would travel on Friday. Right, it's like if you got a ride, you go on Friday, even though on Shabbos, you wouldn't travel, and therefore, you don't have to worry about that on Shabbos. Okay, we'll stop here, Hashem, and we will continue. Parsha Shir should be up already. It was given yesterday. Hopefully, Parsha Shir should be up. And again, Hashem, we will try to work on the special of tomorrow.